Perek Zion is where we left off. We learned Barichas about the conquering of Yericho. And I'm sure the Olam remembers, we spoke that Yericho became like Truma. Truma Lashem. The Ravid brings down in Maseches Tomid from his Rebbe that Yericho became the Truma of Eretz Yisrael. Because it was the first land conquered. So it's like the Rishis. And actually we discussed this also, if the Olam remembers, about the whole giving back of land in Eretz Yisrael, which is very questionable, and ended up being a big mistake. But one of the first pieces of land that they gave over to the Arab control was Jericho, right? Assuming that there's a Yachas here, right, which is Yericho. So the secular ministers in Eretz Yisrael, they wrote, you know, Jericho, it's like they were almost talking it down, like, what's the big deal? You know, it's no shaykhis. We haven't been there in years, and it's no shaykhis, and it's a garnish. So I showed the Olam, mamish then, you're talking about in the Oslo Accords, I showed the Olam that, you see, if you don't have Das Torah, Rabbi Kotler used to say, Das Balabais is Kenega Das Torah. Even when they don't mean to. It's automatic. If you don't go to Das Torah, it goes automatically the wrong direction. So here they didn't mean anything. They were just saying, Jericho, what's the big deal? Right? Lamaisa, the Ravid, Maseches Tomid says, that Yericho had Kedusha Kimat Ki Yerushalayim. The Ravid brings this down from his Rebbe. On the Mishnah in Tomid, that says that b'Yerichoi, hayu shoymin, they heard the koil gvini koras, they were able to feel the smell from the ktoras, all those nisim, right? So simply, you learn the Mishnah, the smell was so strong and pleasant that it went all the way to Yerichoi. When it says they heard the koil gvini koras, posha you learn is that gvini, he was so loud that they were able to hear it all the way. Hazar, you know, we tried to call you in Eretz Yisrael. You know that. Toilin told you. We wanted to be mitzar for you to the shiur. Lamaisa, the bottom line is, Gvini Cruz, that's how you learn simply. Right? The Ravid says no. The Ravid says, Shamati Mimoiri. He says, I heard from my Rebbe that the places between Yerushalayim and Yericho didn't hear it. It was a special ness that in Yericho they heard. The rest of Eretz Yisrael didn't hear. Why? Lohidia, to let them know, Shekedusha Kemat Ki Yerushalayim. To let them know you're in a holy, extra holy place. So when they asked me to give shir during the Oslo Accords, it's already a long time ago, it was 20 years ago, 30 years ago, when I gave shir on this. So I started the shir with this ravid. I said, you see what Jericho is. Kimat ki Yerushalayim, right? At least the embassy of Yericho, the embassy city of Yericho. So, on that note, Yeshua ben Nun made a cherem on the city of Yericho that you can't have anoa from the shlalo year. Lamaisa, the pasuk starts, Vayimalu b'nei Yisrael mal b'cherem. They went against Yeshua ben Nun's cherem, and they benefited from it. L'maisa, it was a meridik l'maisa. If we were looking at the world of statistics, we would say it was unbelievable. This is the first city that they conquered, metropolis, Amisha, unbelievable city, with who knows how much billions and billions of shavius of value. Yeshua ben Nun makes a cherem, and only one guy went against the cherem, took up as a couple of tchatchkalach. Statistically speaking, that's meridik. That's unbelievable. That's a great statistics. That means in Gantz Klal Yisrael, One guy took. So you would think the Eibishter will come to Yeshua and say, Yeshua, you are a real leader. You were able to make this cherem from the entire Klal Yisrael, one person took. A couple of tchatchkulach. Merdik. No, you wouldn't say it's a success. Major success. Vayichar af Hashem b'vnei Yisrael. Unbelievable. Vayichar af Hashem b'vnei Yisrael. There was a ketzef. And then Nebuch, Vayeshuvo Yeshua, Vayemu Elov. The Meraglim who went to spy out the city of Ai, they told Yeshua what's needed. Vayaku Mehem, Anshe Ai, they mamish killed out 36 people. They had their first major defeat. Vayikra Yeshua Simloisa, Vayipol Al Arzo. Lifnei Arayin Hashem. Yeshua Benun says, what do we do? What was the chet? Zochtem de'ebishte. Vayoymer Hashem el Yeshua. Choto Yisrael. Vigam ovuz brisi. Vigam lokhu menachayrim. Vigam gonvu. Vigam kichashu. Wow. Ben Hashem throws the book at Yeshua Benun. One guy. There's not one mention, one guy. It sounds like the way the Rebbeinu was talking to Yeshua ben Nun, sounds like the whole nation took. It sounds like everybody was Ganovim. So Chazal come, Mesechus Sanhedrin Daf Mem Gimel, and Chazal say, this is Alvus, Vayimelu Bnei Yisrael. Shekol Yisrael Arevim Zeloze. This is Nerevoyim. So this whole thing, this chet, was considered like Taka, like Gans Klal Yisrael took. That's a pella nifla. But that's what comes out. And this was the tremendous oynish that came out from this. So, and this we find all over, by the way. We find this concept all over, that if one person does a chet, it's like the whole tzibur did a chet. One of the reasons why we say vidui, beloshen rabim, right? Sefer Chassidim talks about this, ashamnu, bogadnu. Rav Nissen, those of you that say vidui from Rav Nissen gone, on Yom Kippur, so I'm sure you remember in the vidui you say that you're being misvada for yourself, you're being misvada for Klal Yisrael, right? The Gemara says that somebody who does a chet, that does tshuva, he's a chriyas kol olam lekavzchus. He got the whole world with kavzchus. What's pshat? Because your chet is on everybody's shoulders. So when you do tshuva, you're clearing that. What's the pshat in that? What's the hezbrah dava? So there's a simple pshat, but it's deeper than it sounds. The simple pshat is arvus. We're responsible for each other. We took responsibility. And memela, if you do a chet, that's my problem. I'm a co-signer. The problem with the simple way of learning, that's a simple way to learn. But very much, we all took responsibility for each other. So Mela, if you do something, it's my problem too. The problem is that we find, not once, but frequently, this is one of the cases here in Tanakh, where the Orev gets punished more severely and more immediately than the person himself that did the chet. So if the whole reason of Arvus is, I took responsibility. I took responsibility for Shmeril and for Beryl and for Yankel. And Mel, if they do a chet, I'm also responsible. But then I would be secondary to them, which is the halacha, if I co-sign a loan for you. The Malva can't come to me first. The halach is lo yifra min arav tchi, can't come to me. It's got to go to you. If you don't pay, he could come to me. We had a bava basra. Lo yifra min arav tchi. The arav is secondary. The main baal chayv is the one that took the loan. So if we learn arvas simply means, listen, we all took responsibility for each other. So therefore, we're all responsible. Okay, secondary. But fakert, over here we see Ketzef goes on against Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael got punished before Achan. Achan himself, the culprit, got punished later. And there are many, many Sipurei Chazal where the Orev got punished immediately. That means it's more than just a quasi-responsibility. It's a different madrega. What is that? What is that different madrega? Now, the Chassam Sofer says it works in mitzvahs that way also. To a certain degree, if I make you do a mitzvah, I'm the Sa'alah from it, even more than you. Godla ma'aseh, yoyseh minoyseh. How do you understand that? I make you do a mitzvah, it's even more than if I did it myself. How could it be more? You could say, Hechsher, I helped you do a mitzvah. But Chazal say, Godo ha-ma'aseh yoyseh minoyseh. I told the Elam over on Shavuos, not this Shavuos, several years ago, that Michael Steinhardt, who is a friar philanthropist, said over this Chazal by the Jewish Congress gathering. Somebody in our neighborhood here in Forche, a comfortable fellow, he had a couple of dollars. He met Michael Steinhardt in the King David Hotel in Eretz Yisrael. They were both there. And Michael Steppes, they were talking about Olam Haba. Michael Steinhardt is not a religious man. He, by the way, he started Birthright. He pays for Birthrights. He has a lot of schusim. A lot of Yidden became frum. That was their first trip to Eretz Yisrael. From there, this galgal, they became frum. So Michael Steinhardt made a comment like, yeah, Olam Haba. I'm not misspoiled. So this guy told him, Michael, I'll buy your Olam Haba from you. I'm ready to buy your Olam Haba. So he said, no problem. $100,000, it's yours. The guy says, okay. He wrote out a check on the spot for $100,000. They made a contract. I had a copy of the contract. Made a contract. He sold his Olam Haba. $100,000. Michael Steiner. So that year, Shavuos, Rabbi Fol, you probably remember, I gave a whole shiur on selling Olam Haba. Is such a thing? Could you? Can't you? But the main nekuda I brought out from the shir was, Ayid is Ayid. So anybody hears the story, they go, oh, Michael Steinhardt, it's a Pizoyan, he sold his Olam Haba, right? Name. You want to hear what a Jew is? I mean, he has a lot of schusim. He got up by this meeting of the World Jewish Congress, and he said over the story. He said, an Orthodox man came over to me in King David Hotel in Jerusalem, And I sold him my Olam Haba for $100,000. I sold it to him. He says, and you know what I did with the check? The $100,000 I put right into Birthright. I did Mutzdaka with it. And you know what? I'm going to get more Olam Haba. God will have Ma'asa Yosef Menoyes. God will have Ma'asa Yosef Menoyes. That's how he said, there's a Talmudic statement that if you make somebody else to do, you get more yourself. So I made him give. It's more than I give. I've been giving all the years. Whatever Olam Haba I get for what I gave all the years, Mamela. Now I get a schus of making him give. God will ma'asi yisrael. Dos ayit. My takeaway was dos is ayit. Dos is ayit. Right? You could take a yarmulke if you're still a yid. It's ayit. Anyway, lamaisa. How do we understand God will ma'asi yisrael? If it's nothing more than a hechsher mitzvah. Exactly what I'm asking you by Arvas. How could it be that the Arev is more punished than the one who does the Avera if he's only facilitating or not stopping it? And here we see by mitzvahs also like that. The Chassam Sofer says in a similar approach, he says, Hatzlocha, Hatzlocha in learning is not what you think. You think the more you pump into yourself, the more successful you'll be. Right? And if you're a brilliant guy, and your chavrusas are on a lower level than you, so mistama, the more time you spend with them, the less learning. You're doing a nice thing. It's a mitzvah. But lemaisa, zok the heilike chasam soifer. Says the chasam soifer that it's the opposite. He says that the more you put into somebody else, the more Torah you're going to get. V'hine, ha-mechaven b'limur ha-Torah, she-yedas ha-Torah, mikomokoi meinenu matzliach b'milimudai. You're not going to succeed in your learning in the madrege, ki-ilu imu miskaven la-agia la-tachlis l'lamed l'acherim. Ki-oz me-mele matzliach ha-be-yoysu me-yata. Says the Chasam Sofer, Af al pi shalachoyre enoi kein, in all other chochmas, in other pursuits, intellectual pursuits, if you're brilliant and you're spending time with people that are less bright than you, you're going to lose. He says, it's different. Af al pi shalachoyre al yidei limudei achem chaseire chochma, umevala yomov vashkoro aleyem, Mikomokoim, Rotzoin Hashem Lalamid Lacherim, Vizel Tachlis Halimut. The Iker Kavanoseinu Lehetiv Lacherim. And then you'll be Zoicha. When Rabbi Yosef Zatzal was Nifter, so all of you know about Rabbi Avadi Yosef, when he was Nifter, one of his Talmidim gave a Hespit. And I said over this Hespit here in Brooklyn, when they made on the first yard site, they made a big Hespit for Avadi Yosef, they asked me to speak. I was actually going to Eretz Yisrael that night, but I was mocked, but they give the Hespit. And I sent over this Maisa. It answered by me a kasha I always had. My kasha was, how did Rabbi Avadi Yosef know everything that he knew? Meaning, if he would have just known Shas, Pavli, Yerushalmi, Sefer Yisifra, Tesefta, Mechilta, Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, and Tor. It's also very nice. Not bad. I follow you in Gezogavon. Right? Then, okay. I'd say Gevaldik. But Rav Avadi Yosef knew things that nobody ever heard about. Forget they didn't know them. They didn't hear about it. He quotes Tshuva Svarim that people don't know what they are. They don't sound Jewish. I have sometimes people come up to me with a Tshuva Yabi Ohimer, and they're asking me the names. What is that? They can't read the name. And he knew the Gantz Sefer. Right? I was once reading a tshuva from Rabbi Avadi Yosef, and in the tshuva he quotes one of the steins, one of the Rosh Hashivas in Tells, that he read in one of these paper b'chayvera shekosu talmidim b'tavshin lamed whatever. Like, he used that yesod in the tshuva, right? La loka, right? The shayla was, how did he do that? So Rav Albaz, one of his talmidim, said that he heard from his Rebbe, he heard from Rav Avadi Yosef. He said like this, from a certain age, I don't know if it was 14 or 13 or 12, whatever, miyomai, from when I was started learning seriously, I never learned anything without specific intention to teach it to somebody else. Either in a shir, or I'll write a tshuva, or I'll, somehow I'm going to give it to Klal Yisrael. Could you imagine? Never learning anything without thinking you're going to give it to somebody else. So when I heard that, I said, oh, now I understand all the kashas of Matulis. All the questions are answered. That means that Rav Avadi Yosef learned something. He had the schus of Gantz Klal Yisrael. That's not a kasha. He should have known even more. Probably did. He knew more than we think he knew. Should have known more. The schus of Gantz Klal Yisrael. So that's what the Chasam Sofer is saying. But our Rabbi said, I think the way we have to understand this is like this. We always think of Ruchnius in the same way that we think of Gashmius. Right? So Gashmius, how did he become rich? By making money. Right? You make money. And if you take some of what you earn and you give it to somebody else, so you have less money. You have less money. That's the Messias. Right? How do you have more money? By keep on making more and more money and keep on keeping the money. That's how you get more and more money. Logically, right? So you think Ruchniistic, you think the same way, right? Big mistake. What's the mistake? The mistake is the whole calculus is wrong. The calculus by Ruchnius is, I want to do Ratzon Hashem. That's what I want. What's Ratzon Hashem? Ratzon Hashem is that Gantz Klal Yisrael should be Oiskim B'Torah V'Mitzvah. So Be'etzem, when I do a mitzvah and I put it into my account, or I get you to do a mitzvah, I get you to do a mitzvah, it's all Ratzon Hashem. There's no account. There's no personal account. There's a Ribbono Shel Olam's account. Every mitzvah you do, you're putting into the pushka of the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's Ribbono Shel Olam, Kovet Shamayim, Ratzon Hashem, that's the pushka. I put on tefillin, goes in there. I get you to put on tefillin, in there. You, weiter. It's going to the same pushka. The same pushka. The Marami Rottenberg says that the Gemara, I'm saying above a Basra because we learned above a Basra this year. The Gemara brings down in the second parak above a Basra, Ezra Tikin Lam Yisrael, Shahoyu, that you could put Malam De Tinoikas next to each other, you could put Ponte Midrashim next to each other. Cannot say from Tabachach. So how do you learn Pashut? You learn, if I have a base medrash and I'm teaching somebody Torah, you open up right next to me, and now Azariah gets some of my people. Taka, he stole some of my people. Taka stole some of my people. But, Lamaisa, can I say from Tabachach, I'll become a better person because of it. It's good, I'll be a little jealous of Azariah. Not yet, but I hope I will. Get a little jealous. And that'll make me do a better job. And he'll be jealous of me. He'll do a better job. And it's Tar B'Chochma. That's how you learn Kipshute. The Marami Rottenberg says, no, it's there is no Kin Asoy from Tar B'Chochma is there is no real competition. He says, why? He says, because the Talmidim of mine that are going to Azariah because they feel they can steig over there by him. That's Ratzon Hashem. I didn't lose Talmidim. My job is to be Ma'aber Kovet Shemayim. And that Talmidim should be Matzliach. And if they're better by him, then he's not competing with me. It's the same business. It's like if I open up a shoe store. I have a retail shoe store. And then I have a shoe store, a closeout shoe store. I take all the shoes that I feel I can't sell in the retail store, and I put it in a lot of stores have that. I have a closeout center. So is there Shiloh of Hasokas Gvul? One second. Am I allowed to do that? I'm taking customers away from my other store. Should I take myself to the interior? What do you mean? Half my customers went across the street to the other store. Why doesn't this store have a tiny that half the customers went across the street? Because they're my customers, Rabbeinu Dalmakule. What's the difference if they go into that door, they go into that door? Talk to Mahami Rattenberg. They're going to the Rabbeinu Shalalem. I became Rav in my shul when I was a chosn. I wasn't married yet. So the shul was very busy. I have to move in. The shul was very small and tiny. I have to move in. Okay, I couldn't move in before my chasana. So I'm going to move in after the chasana. I move in. Guy comes over to me the first Shabbos. He says, Rabbi, I'm just letting you know. We lost several people just in the last couple of months. I said, you lost several people? Baruch Dayan Emes. It's a young Olam. Must be Mamash Magefa. The oldest guy in Shulham was like 32 years old. I was talking the youngest. But I said, you lost a couple of people in the last couple of months? I didn't hear. She told me about the Levaya, Menachem Oval. No, they're davening up the hill. I said, we lost them? They're davening. They end up in the church. We talk lost them. We can still bring them back, but we lost them. And that became my theme, by the way, because I got married during Sfira. That was my theme for like 2 months. I spoke about this losing members. Losing members. Yeah? That's what it is. It's Ratzon Hashem. So now, if I get another year to do a mitzvah, I have 2 milas. I have 2 people doing Ratzon Hashem. Me and him. So God will amasa yoisim and oisim. God is simple arithmetic. You don't have to come on to the Magal. Simple arithmetic. Hashem wants mitzvahs. Hashem wants Yidden to do mitzvahs. Hashem wants me to get Yidden to do mitzvahs. There's one pushka. Right? So if I put on tefillin, I put in 1 pair of tefillin into the pushka. If I got you to put on tefillin, I got two mitzvahs in the pushka. It's God Masa Yisrael Menoise. We're so busy looking, everything is my pocket, that how could it be? God, if I made you put something in the pushka, fine, it's very nice, I helped you put something in the pushka. How could it be better than my what I put into the pushka? That's if it's my pushka. If I have a pushka, and Azariah has a pushka, then it's a good kasha. We don't. There's one pushka. The pushka is called the Shemayim Ratzon Hashem. If I get you, Mela. It's the same thing. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow.